Thank you all, and welcome to Thursday presentation. Nona Horoyan is our presenter tonight. Unfortunately, Min Ha could not be here. This is a subject I know precious little about, so I'm very glad to turn it over to Nona. Thank you.
Well, great. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks, Sharon. Let's talk about QR codes. So a QR code has been around for about 30 years, used a lot in the professional field, and now they're everywhere. They're a part of our everyday life in so many ways. So I thought I'd start off by explaining what a QR code is versus what people might be, also think of a barcode as well. So a QR code stands for quick response. Visually, a QR code is a small square box that's primarily white in tone with black and white squares inside of that square. So it's like a pixelated picture, squares within a square, and it sets up a code. A barcode, a lot of us will know, is a series of numbers with dark black barcodes. And barcodes are primarily used for product identifiers. So, you think of like Seeing AI, for example, has a product identifier. And if you put a barcode near it, it'll read you what that product is. It's great for, locating or, trying to find out what a grocery item is. And it also will give some information, maybe nutritional information or cooking directions or something like that. And that's a barcode. A QR code as a quick response can give us a myriad of amount of information. QR codes are used now. Let's say you buy, for example, a toaster oven, and you get a user guide, or any kind of product that you might buy, and it has a user guide. Many times now, user guides are very, very small, obviously paper, not in large print or in Braille, obviously. And so often manufacturers are now showing a QR code so that you can have access to the larger user guide that you can access. And in a way, that's better because you can access that. And the hope is that it will be in a more readable, accessible manner as well. So that's one example of where QR codes are used. They're also, we have, Bay State has stepped into that. We now have a business card ourselves, a large print Braille business card with a QR code on our business card. And that QR code, when scanned, brings the user to the Bay State Council's website so that a person can access all kinds of information about Bay State. Within news items, if you're watching the news, often newscasters will say, if you want more details on this particular item, there's a QR code on your screen and you can scan and get more information. Commercials are like that now, where you can gain more product information. QR codes are there as well. A lot of us may remember during the heart of the pandemic, going to an outdoor restaurant. Not a lot of restaurants wanted to deal with paper menus because of obviously not having a lot of things touched by people. So on the tables would have a kind of a stand-up kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, just, information on the table. And they had a QR code so that you can access your menu. So they're, like I said, they're everywhere. They're used all the time. And they're here to stay. And so getting to know how to access what information you get from a code is what we're going to talk about next. So the very first thing we're going to talk about is what, QR codes and how you can get a QR code scanner on your phone or mobile device. So for many of us who are iPhone users, Apple has its own QR code scanner built into the phone. So what I thought I would do is I would show the steps involved in how to enable your QR code scanner from the Apple device itself. And then I'm going to give you a couple of other examples of QR codes that you can download from the App Store. So let's just start with how you would do that. So the first step is, and I hope everyone will be able to hear my voiceover from my phone. So the first step is you will go into settings. So I'm in settings and I'm going to go down to
Control Center button.
We're going to go into Control Center. Okay. So we will double tap on Control Center.
From the bottom of the screen to view Control Center.
And I hope people are familiar with how to access your Control Center. That'll come up in how we access that. So we're going to swipe until we hear QR code scanner, and we're going to double tap on that. Though mine is already enabled, and that is the last step in order to put our QR code scanner into our Control Center. So I'm just going to swipe down so you can all hear it.
Access, allow, included controls, remove flashlight, reorder flashlight, remove timer, reorder timer, remove calculator, reorder calculator.
Button, just in case draggable. People are not familiar, these
double
are all the items,
wait for the sound.
These are all things that you can add onto your Control Center.
Remove, reorder cap, remove, reorder screen record, remove voice memo, reorder voice memo, remove code scanner.
That's it. Code scanner. So yours is going to say code scanner or
reorder code scanner.
Reorder code scanner. When you
double
hear code,
wait for the sound.
Yeah. As soon as you hear code scanner, you will double tap, and then all you have to do is exit out of this. So I'm just going to get out of
settings
altogether.
Double
now,
tap to open.
Now, what you will do is, let's say you want to scan a code. So with this, you will touch your status bar.
8:08 p.m. Status bar item. Control Center.
I'm swiping three fingers from the bottom up, and that brings up my Control Center. And now I am going to swipe right until I hear QR code scanner.
Cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, AirPlay, media, previous, play, next, lock, rotation, screen mirroring, brightness, volume, focus, but flashlight, timer, but calculator, camera, button, screen recording, but voice memos, code scanner, button.
Code scanner. I am now going to double tap.
Code scanner.
Okay.
Code scanner. Find a code to scan.
All right. And that's what you will hear as soon as you go into that. So now I have in front of me, I have our BSCB website, our BSCB business card, which has our QR code. So now I am going to place my phone and its camera, and I am going to scan it over the QR code. And I hope everyone can hear this as I do it.
Flashlight, switch button.
Now, you'll hear your code scanner say flashlight. And that almost tells you like, oh, it's locked
code
onto
scanner,
the code.
Now,
so as soon as it locks into that code, it brought me into exactly what that QR code represents, and that is the BSCB website. And that's exactly where I am.
Bay State Council of the Blind, link, image, WCAG, but of Canvas site, Bay State Council of the Blind, heading.
So that is how quickly it scanned that code and took us to exactly where that code wanted us to go to, which is to the BSCB website.
Donna, so may I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
Did you have the business card mm-hmm. on the table?
I did. It was right in front of me on a table on a flat surface.
Okay.
Yes. Go
so
ahead.
if it was wrong side up, nothing would have happened, right?
Correct. Okay. And that's going to be, after I go over these a couple of apps, I'm going to kind of give you some tips and tricks on where to locate QR codes and how best to position your camera. Okay.
Thank you.
So, but yes, but in this case, for people who haven't seen our business cards or touched them, so they are large print and braille. The braille is depending on you consider that the front of the card or the back of the card, but the braille is on the opposite side of the QR code itself. So if you locate the braille, I have the braille down on my table, that side down on my table, and the QR code will be
on the top,
facing
like
me, and that's
settings.
How I access
open participants.
Uh-huh. When Min and I were preparing this presentation, both of us were, the QR code scanner that we both used is exactly this one. But I will tell you, at the end, I will give you my recommendation of what QR codes I think scanners are really good and might be even better. So, but I heard somebody in the queue.
Dan. Yes.
Hi. Hey, yes, Ian. Thanks. Hi. Just confirming it's your back-facing camera that you're using?
Yes, it's exactly that one. Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to change the view of your camera at all. It automatically is in the proper view.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to talk about two other apps. So because I was a native QR code scanner user, I asked a couple of people who I knew didn't use them, and that was Jerry Berrier and Kim Charlson, and they made a recommendation, the same one, and it was called QR Blind. And don't anybody worry about like trying to remember these two particular apps. I will send the links to Sharon, and she can send them out on the announce list so people can just have the link directly to the app and you can download them and check them out yourself. Okay. So this one is called QR Blind. These are free apps, by the way. So you would go into your app store and you would, download the app. And I'm going to kind of just go over how easily these apps work as well.
QR Blind.
Okay. This is QR Blind.
QR Blind. Scan QR code button.
Okay. Now, this particular app has a lot more like different options for you. I'm not, for the purpose of this presentation, I won't be going over those, but I will have you hear what they are and understand that this particular app actually has a user guide. So if you have any questions, you can play around and kind of read up on how to use this app. But for the purpose for tonight, we're going to use this just as a QR code scanner. So the very first thing on the page, as soon as you heard it, it said
QR Blind heading archives. Okay. Scan QR code button.
It locked on to scan QR code. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to double tap on that.
Cancel button.
Okay.
Camera preview.
And it says camera preview. It always says that. So I again want you to see or kind of detect how quickly it will lock on to a code. So again, using the business card, which is again in front of me, I'm going to place this camera over the code and see how quickly.
QR code web address detected.
Did you hear how quickly that was? It just grabbed onto the code immediately and it says QR code detected. And so at this point, you will just swipe right, and I won't talk when this is done, so I don't want
to. QR code custom text. Go to web address button.
And it says go to web address. It also has other options on here, too.
Add or edit QR code button.
You can do that. I don't know why.
Play audio. Dim button.
That's good.
Add or go to web address button.
And so we're just going to go to the web address. Double tapping.
Go to web app QR blind. Safari. 8:16 p.m. Status bar item. Mm-hmm. Swipe down with three fingers. Bay State Council of the Blind. Visited. Link. Image.
And here we are.
WCAG.
Took us exactly the same way as the other code. Took us directly to the web address. Took us directly into the Bay State Council website. And I thought that that grabbed even faster than the Apple QR code scanner. So that is, again, and this one also, too, will have, like, if I exit out of that.
Double tap QR blind.
I'm going back into QR blind. And this app as well has.
Back button.
I'm going to go to the back button.
Scan QR code, camera preview.
And it takes me right back into the camera again so I can scan another code. So it's a pretty simple app. Having, a few, like I said, there are a few other options on that screen, which I'm going to go back.
Cancel button.
I'm going to cancel out of this.
Scan QR code button.
And I'm in the main page of that app again. And I'm just going to swipe right so you can kind of just hear the other options. And again, like I said, there is a user manual. You can always check it out if this is the app that you choose to kind of download and play around with.
QR blind heading archives.
Archives mean that you can look back on the different QR codes that you have scanned and you will see the history of what you have scanned.
QR codes, zero. Labels, zero. Simple sheets, zero.
Not really sure about these things because, again, I was only looking at it as a QR code scanner.
Numbered sheets, sheet formats, tasks, heading, import archive, export archive, reset archive, settings, user guide.
And there's the user guide. Okay. So that is QR blind. And we're now going to go into
QR blind. QR code.
This one,
double tap to open,
is probably the simplest app. It is not designed for people with visual impairments. It's just a very simple, very accessible QR code, and it's just called QR code reader.
QR code flash button,
and it flashes only off. Yep, flashes off. It only has two settings, two tabs at the bottom of your screen. It's the QR code scanning, and then it says, I believe it says history.
Tab bar, history.
History, tab, again, acting as your archive. So it's only two. It's very, very simple. So I am going to, I'm using multiple devices here, so I'm going to carry my iPad into another room, and I'm going to scan something on my TV screen. So I'm just going to kind of position things here so you can hear me and hear what you're going to notice on the screen. All right. Can you all still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I am going to do a scan of something on TV. I'm actually doing something on YouTube. All right. So I subscribe to a particular YouTuber, and she does all kinds of reviews of different products. And what she always does is she always lists every item she's reviewing, and she puts them in a description box at the bottom of the screen. But the best part is what she does is she also creates a QR code for all of the items so that you can go in, you can scan that QR code, and it'll take you to where all her products are listed. In this case, all of these products are on Amazon. So I am going to, using the QR code reader, I am going to bring my camera up to my TV screen. And it's already grabbed the code. What's really cool about this particular app is it has a haptic, which means it vibrates a little in your hand. So as soon as your QR code scanner connects with the code, it vibrates a little in your hand, and you know that it has locked on and it's good. So now we're going to access the information from what it just detected. So here we go.
History. Tap https://amslink:/s0wzmmgx4yl7btn_
That is the scanned code. So I could double tap on that.
Action. Heading. Copy. Button. Open in Safari. Button.
I can open this right in Safari, and that's what I'm going to do. Though it's going to ask me another question. So I'm going to double tap on Open Safari, or
copy, action, heading, https,
I can double tap
slash,
right on this as well.
QR code, Safari, alert, open this page in Amazon.
So now you can hear, because it isn't Amazon, these are all Amazon products, and I have an Amazon app. It knows, and so it's asking me, do you want to open it in Amazon?
Cancel, open, button,
open.
Safari, redirecting.
And now it's
Amazon,
redirecting.
Back, button.
And here it is. It's slowly opening up. I wonder if it's good. Oh, here we go. All right.
Search or ask a question. Scan products. Button. Voice search. Tab bar. Selected. Inspire feed. Tab. Two of designer look for less finds.
And that's what this is. So it is now listed all of the items based on her QR code and putting in all of these products, what she is recommending. So that is what her QR code brought to us, which is all that information and all those products, and then you can shop or look at all of those products to your heart's content. So
Linda, thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I got just a quick question. Do you have to have the camera app on to
No, actually, Linda, you don't. That's the beauty of the app. If the app is the camera, it's got the scanner right in it.
Very cool.
Yeah, it works really well. And I, like I said, when Min and I were talking, because we both said the same thing, is like, why have an extra app when it's already built into the phone, you know? But I will tell you, after experiencing both the QR blind and the QR code scanners, I find them to be faster. They seem to grab the code much easier than the native app. That's just my impression after playing around with all three of them. And also, too, you know, I think about how easy to access an app rather than getting into the control center and, you know, finding the status bar, doing the three-finger swipe up to get to the control center, locating the QR code in the control center. Whereas you can just say to Siri, hey, Siri, you know, open that particular app. She'll open it up and you're ready to go.
Bruce yes. has a question and then I do.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Go ahead, hey, Bruce. Please, Bruce.
Nona, how close to your TV did you have to get that to work?
It's funny. So I was practicing with that today. So I was sitting on my couch, which is probably 8 feet away from my TV. It did not do anything. So I kind of just kept getting closer and closer. And I detected probably the closest you or the most distance you should put is the most is 4 feet. But I think if you're like 2 feet away, even like 12 inches away is okay. Too close is never good. But certainly it will start to detect about 4 feet away.
Great. Thank you.
And mm-hmm. my question is, how long is a QR code generally on a screen? Because if they on the news, you know, when they say, look on your screen.
Yeah.
So then I have to go open the QR code yep. reader app quickly.
Yep.
Does it stay on for a while?
Well, it does depend on a news item. It's mm-hmm. not going to stay on for very long. A commercial, mm-hmm. it's only going to last the length of time of a commercial.
Yeah.
The particular YouTuber that I was, that I just scanned her item, her program, is on the entire time she's on that her video is playing. So there's no rush there. And actually, with hers, I actually paused it. So it was in a pause mode, and it still detected the QR code even while it was paused.
Did someone else have a question?
Yes. This is Cindy. I do.
Cindy. Sure.
In the case of, let's say, the BSC business card, mm-hmm. how would I know that there is a QR code on it? What does VoiceOver call it or whatever?
Well, VoiceOver does not detect a QR code. The only way I can tell you, Cindy, is someone would have to tell you that there's a QR code on that, you know, somebody handed you a business card and say, oh, and we have a QR code. There isn't anything other than, I suppose you could always scan the business card that you receive, with Be My Eyes and ask, you know, take a picture and ask it, is there a QR code present? Or it might already tell you there's one, but, no, I mean, VoiceOver will not tell you that there is a QR mm-hmm. code.
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, the only way you will really know, like on a, certainly on a commercial or a video, you know, a video, a news item, they will specifically say, oh, and there's a QR, the QR code, you know, check it out on with the QR code. So you'll know that it's present. You know, even when we get some documentation in the mail, I don't know if people, you know, when you receive medication and there's paperwork with that medication, very often there is a QR code.
Oh.
But, you know, is that really necessary if you have, if you're getting a prescription from CVS or Walgreens and you have Script Talk? So it's the same information you would probably be getting from Script Talk, but how else would you know, you wouldn't necessarily know unless you scanned the paperwork that came with your medication and it kind of indicates that there's a QR code or, you know, you take a picture with, I use Be My Eyes AI all the time. And, because you can interact and ask it questions. So if you take a picture of, a document you get in the mail, it reads that to you. You and it might not say anything about a QR code. You can always say to Be My Eyes, you say, you know, is there a QR code on this paper, on this page? And it'll tell you. But yeah, unfortunately, unless it's indicated verbally by someone, there's nothing that will detect it.
Nona, have you ever experienced a QR code? You were mentioning during the pandemic about QR codes for menus.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten into a menu that way? And has it brought you to the website as it normally would if you knew where you were going?
I will tell you this, the first time that, first and only time that happened to me, I did not have a QR code reader on my phone.
Okay.
So. And so we, I was told that I could access it through my camera, only I couldn't do it. You know, I think if I had, you know, maybe sighted people would be able to access it and be able to do that. I could not. So it was not successful, and the restaurant ended up giving us a paper menu. So,
I have a Linda in the queue.
Sure, Linda, go ahead.
No, I'm a little bit confused. I don't know if it's age or what, but yeah. Okay, it sounded like if once you use the Apple scanner, you know, that voiceover would read it, and mm-hmm. I'm confused because now I hear you saying that voiceover won't read it, and.
Would you clarify, please? Absolutely. No. Cindy was asking the question of how would I know there is a QR code on a business card, and would VoiceOver read that? And honestly, when you get a document, VoiceOver is not going to be able to read and tell you that there's a QR code on a document or a business card. It's unfortunate. So there's other ways you can try to find, to find out if there is a QR code on a document or a business card by, you know, maybe scanning and using Be My Eyes to take a picture and then ask. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I meant. No, once you have locked into a QR code and then you're, it's taken you someplace, like for example, it takes you to our business card takes us to the BSCB website. You will be able to access that information using VoiceOver.
Oh, yay.
Okay. Yeah. No problem there. All right.
I have a question. This is Pam Berman. I have a question. Thank you for mentioning about the camera, because that's been my frustration with QR codes. Yeah. I too thought that that's what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
With that last app, with the last app that you mentioned that has the haptic feedback,
yes.
Do you still have to double tap when you feel that, or is that feedback extracting or opening the site?
What will happen is that haptic that you will feel lets you know that the scanner has locked onto a code, and it takes you to a screen where you can then, using your swiping gestures, can then, it will say, like, you can open it in Safari, or it will give you an actual link in this case. And then you can double tap right on that link, which will take you in to, you know, wherever that QR code, in this particular case, it took me into Amazon.
Okay.
But yeah, but no.
But it's not like on the camera where you have to like be real steady and stay right there. And
no, that's what I have discovered with this QR code reader and QR blind, both of them. You don't have to keep it on that area. Scanned over it and it grabbed the code so quickly. Whereas the native Apple app, QR code reader, I feel like you have to kind of hold it and have it kind of stay on it for a couple of seconds before it grabs.
Wow.
Yeah, especially on like a business card, a document. It was a little bit better on a TV screen because a TV is much larger. So I think it has a bigger viewing area to kind of grab the code. But I find that the two that I mentioned, the two apps, you know, just seem to do it so much faster. I really like that. And the haptic is really nice. So, you know, immediately, it found it, you know,
I have one other question with the history. Like in Chicago, we have tons of restaurants still that's how you get the menu is the QR codes.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I've been to a restaurant before, do I still have to do it again, zap the QR code, or would I
That's
be able
a really,
to, yeah, just go into my
to history. Go into history and yeah. just go into it. That's a really good question. And I, unfortunately, I don't have a definitive answer because I don't know how long the history stays in. And, you know, I don't know the length of time the history will continue. Like, it, let's say you went to a restaurant 6 months ago and you want to go back to it. I don't know if the history will last 6 months. If someone has that information, that would be great. But certainly if you visited in the last, you know, couple of weeks, I'm sure I can almost guarantee it will still be there.
Yeah, but even if it was to get the information from the BSC from the website, mm-hmm. would I have to, you know, go to the code again, or could I just go to my history and then get back into the website?
You absolutely could go into the history if it was still there. Like, again, got I don't it. Know the length of time okay. that it will stay in history, how long it keeps history. That I'm not aware of, but okay. absolutely. That is how it would work. You know, you could go into your history and then double tap on one of those things that you've gone into before. Yes.
Thank you.
Bruce, yes. That was an excellent question, Pam. Very good. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pam, Bruce. I was just going to quickly say that the danger with using a menu from your history is that restaurants change their menus with some frequency, too.
That is true. Yeah, okay. That is true.
Someone else?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, Steve?
Yeah.
Sure.
Does all of what you've described here apply to all phones? All iPhones. The reason I'm asking is because while you were talking, I went into settings, mm-hmm. went to Control Center, and I don't see anything like what you described.
If you continued to swipe right, you didn't see all those options that you can put into your Control Center?
Nope. They weren't there. Now, I am running iOS 18, so this could be a bug.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, I am not in 18. I'm in 17 okay. still, Steve. But I did this in 16, and it was there in 16 as well.
And so. I remember those being there I don't remember QR code being there because I didn't really look for it, but
sure.
All I saw was a switch that said allow access to Control Center in apps. Switch button on or off, and then the tip that said you can disable this and it'll still be accessible from the home screen. But that was the end of what I saw. So apparently, this may get fixed. I'm hoping it'll get fixed in a future iOS 18, but it ain't there now.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for letting us know that, Steve. Has anyone else gone to 18 and experienced this as well, or have any? Maybe you're the only bold one and has gone 18.
Or foolish, depending on your point of view.
Or I wonder if somehow, no, that wouldn't work. I was thinking maybe you would find that information in a different place, but that wouldn't make sense.
Well, just to in support of that, Sharon, I went to the Control Center itself just to see, and nothing was there either. I mean, all the things that I had put there were there, but... It was not there. I also went in iOS 18. They have an apps button in the settings section.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, gee, maybe Control Center has its own listing under apps. Well, it does not. Mm-hmm. So the only place it should be, it's not there. So I got a feeling
that's crazy.
Well, I got a feeling they may have some work to do.
Let me know the queue when you're done.
Always when there's a new
well, they say update. You should never get the even numbered releases of anything. I mean, that used to be a running joke in the computer world. And to some extent, it's true because there are bugs there that will go away in the next version.
I will just recommend this, Steve. Just if you don't have, do you have a QR code scanner at all? Do you have an app?
No, I don't, but I may download one.
Go to the App Store and go with the QR code reader or QR blind. I highly recommend them.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Before we take Linda's question, before I lose it, when you were doing the QR blind and you went to take a picture, you, I think, had to double tap to scan. But it seemed to me in the QR code reader, you didn't do that. It just happened.
Correct. Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Because when you go into the QR Blind app, it immediately locks onto the scanner. That's the very first thing. But mm-hmm. yes, because it's a homepage with a lot of different options, including the user guide that I told you about. Yes, you would have to double tap on the scanner and it opens right up and your camera's ready to go and you can just scan.
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. Linda?
Yeah. Yeah, hi. I never downloaded or installed 18 because I had gotten an email from somebody from AAVL saying they'll let people know when, you know, the kinks are worked out and it's more accessible. So I wanted to pass it along.
That's always the advice I give, Linda. I wait until at least one or two bug fixes before I would even attempt to download a new iOS. So, yeah, good advice.
Deanne in the queue.
First before Deanne, there's a Zoom user. I don't know who that is.
That might be me, Cindy.
Oh, okay.
I and have then Deanne. To fix that.
Okay.
I just went to my app store and there are several apps called QR Code Reader.
Yeah,
I downloaded
don't worry
one
about
and
that.
It looked like it was not free. So I got rid of it.
So don't worry about that, Cindy. I have the links. I'm going to send it to Sharon. And after this presentation, you'll have the direct links to those apps.
Great.
So you can get right to it. Yes, absolutely. Sure.
Dan?
Yeah, you mentioned that you could scan the code up to 4 feet away. I'm wondering, in your experience, how close is too close?
Okay. So something that, like for the business card, for example, too close is literally hovering a couple of inches over it is just too close. Your best option, something that's paper, like you have flat on a surface and you're trying to scan it, I would say keep it at least like 8 or 10 inches above. You want to make sure that your camera captures all of the code fully because it needs to get the full square all of the edges of that code. In terms of your TV, for example, I think as close as 12, like don't go closer than 12 inches. You know, to me, you know, closer is not, in this case, is not better.
Probably depends on how big your TV is.
Well, that is true. In general, I think, if your TV is very is a tiny TV or whatever, too close is not good. So at least 12 inches, but like I said, anywhere between 12 and you know and 4 feet is
great.
What I would say.
Thank you.
Sure. So that brings us really to where our QR codes located, generally speaking. And again, we'll talk more about the camera. So QR codes you will generally find are on the right side of anything. So for example, on our business cards, they are on the right side of the card. On the TV screen, they are always on the right-hand side. So best thing to do is if you want to gauge, you know, touch the right edge of your TV and kind of like back up a couple of spaces and then just kind of get your camera onto the right side of your screen. If you're trying to scan anywhere, like it'll never be on the left. It'll never be in the middle. It's always on the right. And even in paperwork, things that come, you know, like a user manual and they want you to get a larger guide, it is somewhere on the right-hand side of that paperwork, even on a menu, right-hand side. So it just gives you a better idea of where to kind of position your camera is on the right-hand side, okay? And again, when I'm telling you, too close isn't just not good. You're better off, you know, taking a step back, a couple of steps back if you're doing it on your TV screen and on and something physical like paperwork or a business card, just raise it above about anywhere between 8 and 10 inches and it should grab the code.
Nina in the queue?
Hey, go for it, Nina. Hey, Nina.
Frank wants to add something.
Oh, cool. Great.
Okay, this is in response to Steve's question about adding stuff to the control center in iOS 18.0. So forget about going into settings, control center. What you want to do is go to the top of your screen, open up the control center. If you're using VoiceOver, it's a three-finger click up. And once you're in the control center, you want to swipe all the way to the left. Keep on swiping left, 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 left. As far as you can go, and you'll get to a button that says add controls. And that's where you can get to turning on and off the controls in the control center.
Thank you, Frank. That's the one thing I did not do.
Oh, wow.
Yay, Frank.
Huh, interesting.
I just changed it. Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised they took it out of settings, but that seemed more intuitive. But okay. Thanks, Frank. That's a great tip.
Is there anyone in particular right now who has not had a chance to speak who has a question?
8:44 p.m. Status bar item.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was me.
That's all right. Or anybody who has spoken and would like has a question.
I don't have a question, but I wanted to relate something that happened to me a while ago with barcodes. And this was back, I think I may have even been in iOS 15 at the time. I had bought a Blink camera and I was setting it up, and all of a sudden I got prompted for a QR code. You know, scan this QR code. And I'm going, oh, great. Now I'm going to have to go find it. And they did say in the app, they said it'll be on the back of your camera. So I said, okay, fine. Turn the camera over. And I just kind of waved the phone around about a foot above the thing. And all of a sudden, it went bling, and it was done.
Yep.
So, yeah. You know, and again, you know, as you've said already, Nona, keeping that, you know, having a little distance between the camera and the QR code is probably the best approach. And I think that's why it worked for me, because I did keep it away.
I recently downloaded, getting onto online banking, and I received a check in the mail, and I was able to scan the check. You know, that was but yet I did, my first instinct was to kind of position the camera what I thought closer. And then I realized the further I moved the camera up, the better it was. And it works the same way with the QR code. In this case, closer is not better. That's all my little tip.
Because as you said, it doesn't perhaps get the whole code, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Whatever it is. Yeah. Yep.
Did someone else speak? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sharon, this is Dana.
Hi.
I would say I'd recommend, like, you know, do it like an arm's distance away.
Mm-hmm.
Like the length of your arm. Like I know before Nona was saying, like a certain few inches, etc. But if you do it about your arm's length, it works well for people if you're trying to do something. Because I had to do that for our dishwasher. We bought a dishwasher to register it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And where did you find the code on the dishwasher? I'm just curious.
It was
inside the door.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I discovered that also, like inside your microwave, inside the compartment of your microwave is where, if like any kind of information of model number and so on is inside as well. But I can only tell you my experience. I think, well, depending on your arm's length, I mean, some people, you know, have long arms, but too high up might be difficult too. I don't know. You might like kind of lose track of it, but yeah, certainly, you know, 12 inches seems to be, you know, a good amount, but I did detect, I was kind of measuring as I was doing it when it really caught, and it was anywhere between 8 and 10 inches in terms of like the business card, for example. And that's a smaller item.
I am remembering something about a resolution at the convention, American Council of Blind Convention this summer, about QR codes. Does anybody have a recollection? It's something about standardizing them, and that some of them are still difficult to use. I think I'm partly making this up, but I remember that Kim was, I think, the author of the resolution.
she was the author of the resolution, and I don't remember all of the details, about, but absolutely, if any, you know, this kind of technology or whatever you want to call it, is not going anywhere. In fact, it's being, like I said, being used more and more and more. So because of that, yeah, I think there should be some standards so that, you know, everything is kind of uniform.
And not just within the U.S. either.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this Deanne?
Yes.
So I'm on the resolutions committee, and like you, I don't remember all the details, but I will look in the log and see what I can find and forward it to you.
Yeah.
That'd be great, Deanne. Thank you.
I knew so little about QR codes that it didn't make sense to me, and maybe now it would a little more.
It sounds familiar, but I also can't put my hands right on the details.
Yeah.
So,
well, does anyone have any final questions, or do you have more presentation?
No, that was it. I mean, Min was going to talk about something called NaviLens, but I don't have any experience with that. So, maybe that's something we can deal with in the future, with Min having experienced it and used it.
I think what it is, Nona, is that they have very, very large QR codes that you can print out of your computer on a regular piece of paper, and you can, they use them a lot for modern computer stuff. They use it for indoor navigation, like you can hang them on doors inside, and your computer will find them and tell you where you are. Your phone.
Yeah, she did mention that, and she also mentioned that she was going to look for a Kellogg's box, because apparently they also have them on some products as well. So,
I went to that website. It sounds really interesting. I don't know enough. I did download the app. I never used it. But I think they did a program about it on the, Peter Nancy Torpy show. What's that called?
Eyes on Success.
Yeah. I think they did one about that. And it's, if it catches on in enough places, it'll be really cool.
Very cool. Bruce, did you know something about NaviLens? Yeah.
No, just one other little comment I was going to make is I think people should be aware that just like you can get scams through anything else, you need to be careful where you're getting your QR codes from, because there are crafty people out there that can, you may think that you're going to a secure website or a safe website, but some of these folks can create QR codes for fictitious websites as well. So don't be lulled into thinking it's safer than any other precautions that you're already taking.
Thank you.
Really
good
point. That's a really important point, really Bruce. Important. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And people can make codes easily enough. I know Diana Leonard did our BSCB code for us.
Yes.
So that tells you that, and she has skill for sure, but if an individual can do it, anybody can do something nefarious, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Nona. This has just been a fabulous presentation.
Sharon, if I may, I want to conclude by thanking everyone for coming, and I hope it was helpful. I strongly advise you to download the apps and even try the native one and see which one works best for you. Right. Play around with them and see how which one is the best fit for you.